Thank you, Mr. President. Israel welcomes the delegation of Peru to the UPR and would like to thank it for its report. Israel recognizes many steps taken by Peru since its last UPR, such as the adoption of the Trafficking in Persons and Smuggling of Migrants Act, the repeal of police's regulation imposing sanctions on personnel for having same-sex relationships, the development of the racism warning platform, the development of the national plan to combat trafficking in persons, the national plan to combat forced labor, and the prosper strategy for the reduction of urban poverty, among other things. However, certain challenges still remain, and therefore Israel would like to recommend to Peru the following. One, to amend the civil code to fully recognize the legal capacity of persons with disabilities and to ensure that they have access to inclusive education and appropriate healthcare services. Two, to ensure that sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression are included as prohibited grounds for discrimination in legislation, and to take steps towards the legal recognition of the identity of transgender persons. Three, to take measures to improve women's representation in decision-making positions in the public sector, including considering the adoption of temporary special measures to accelerate this objective. And four, to take measures to reduce cases of violence against women, including training of security forces, prosecutors, and judges to increase awareness of gender and gender sensitivity. Israel wishes Peru a successful UPR. Thank you.